Hard to believe we're at podcast 17. I'm sorry, Mike and Mike's off-air podcast 17.
That's the one. It is 17. That's crazy. Hey, before you start, because it's on you this time.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to hijack with something that came up as a result of a conversation with my wife yesterday. Holidays, obviously, and we're all gift shopping for those we love. The subject is Christmas gifts. My wife and I disagree on this one. She says, check with them, see what they want, and get it. Kind of like a wedding registry, only for Christmas gifts. See, I've always thought that if it's someone you care enough to get a gift for, you know a little something about them. Discover if they're a Garth Brooks fan, which album they don't have. If they're a gardening fan and something they use for gardening recently failed, get that. I mean, the gift should say, I know who you are. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. If it's someone that you don't know as well, or you're talking about kids, like nephews and things like that, then a list is always helpful because you don't see them day in and day out. So getting a list from them or from mom and dad, I think, is helpful. But if it's someone that is near and dear to you, wife, your kids, best present I've ever given was to my wife a few years ago. It was something she never asked for, a Keurig.
Oh.
She can't start her day without coffee. And I thought, you know, they were really popular at the time. They still are. But I'm like, this just makes, you know, my wife's morning a little bit more streamlined. She can just put the little cup in. She hits a button. Next thing you know, a couple minutes later, she's had a hot cup of coffee. She'd do the carafe as well and fill that up. So that way she can spend more time herding the kids, getting them ready, and just know when she's ready, push a button. 30 seconds later, I've got hot coffee.
Yep. My wife would be cold in hell, okay? My wife is just always cold. And I had recently, to underscore the way I think it should be done, my son-in-law and my daughter last year, just before Christmas, got me this incredible Carhartt outdoor jacket where cinches up the sleeves.
Those are nice.
Cinches up the bottom, cinch up the hood so it's perfect. I was out there at your toy drive. Hello, last year with it, and I was like, wow, I should be dying. I'm not. This is awesome. I got her one last year. It was the gift. If I had asked her if she wanted it, no, I would. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. She puts it on every other time we go out now.
Yeah, the best gifts, as far as I'm concerned, are when you say you give someone a list. Someone looks at it and says, what is perfect for them isn't even on this list. They're not even asking for it.
Yeah.
You're thinking it would be there. You get them that gift that you have in mind for them, not even realizing it, but they'll realize once they get the gift, it's not on my, but yet you are more in tune with what they want and need, maybe more than they are.
Yeah, part of the gift, I think, is in giving the gift is trying to endear them to you.
Yeah.
And that's how you, in my mind, that's how you do it. In Colleen's mind, nailed it. Everything on the, okay, if that makes you happy. I gave her for Christmas this year, she wants clothes. So it sounds really, really gift card-y.
Uh-huh.
But I just literally said, listen, you are at four or five different stores. You keep finding things you want. Let's set a budget. Just pick things up as you find them. And take things off the amount that we agreed to. Will that work for you? Yeah. So it's kind of both in a way for me. Uh-huh. I'm good with it because it's kind of both. She's getting something she wants, but not like it's not like the Christmas gift registry. Anyway, that was my grump.
And it's not much of a grump at all. In fact, I think it's a great thing to talk about and bring up. And my wife and I were just talking about it just the other day, as far as my thought process when it comes to getting gifts for someone is for that half hour, 45 minutes I'm walking around the mall. And that's the other thing. I hate shopping for people I really care about online. I don't Amazon, as you know. But for me, I like walking around, keeping that person in mind as I'm going through all the stores. And you know, with my list in my head as far as who I need to get things for, first I'll walk around the store, walk around the mall thinking about mom. And I'll hit five or six stores thinking about mom, and I'll keep looking until I find something that, oh, this screams to me, mom. Okay, got mom off the list. I may go back to the same stores four or five times thinking about other people. And hopefully in doing it that way, they realize while I was shopping for them, I was thinking about them.
Exactly.
And keeping them in mind again, in getting them the perfect gift that they didn't think about for themselves.
And when they put on that jacket, oh, Mike gave this to me.
Exactly.
Nice. And that's what they'll think each time. And there you go. I think that's gift giving 101. My wife and I don't get along on that one, but that's all right. We do in so many other ways.
Let me hijack your hijack before we get into what I wanted to talk about. And it's going to be holiday themed as well.
Yeah.
For you personally, at the stage of life you're in right now, maybe it's changed over the years, would you rather get a tangible gift, something under the tree you open and you can use immediately, or a gift of an experience, concert tickets, or promise of a trip somewhere? What would you prefer?
Me personally, I like the gift.
Okay.
We'll go on vacation. We'll budget that specifically and separately. Is the way you're asking it, it's one or the other and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, if it's one or the other and that's it, I'm hoping that's not always the way it is. And if it's that way that year, I will defer to the family experience.
Okay.
Because, well, not anymore because they've all moved out. But up till now, I would have deferred to the family experience.
Okay.
We'll go to Ireland when they move out.
Uh-huh.
That'll be our trip. Let's go to Disneyland. I love the way Jim Gaffigan talks about going to Disneyland as a family.
Uh-huh.
He describes it as living hell, but it's not. It's not. He does it lovingly. It's funny as can be. You'll laugh. But anyway, I would always defer to the family experience in that case.
Okay. I tend to agree with you on that, and I've tried instilling that with my family, and no one has picked up on the hint yet. To this day, my sister, my mom, they both say that I'm difficult to shop for. I'm not. Get me a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks taking on the Sharks at any point during the season, and that's perfect. Or to a Bears game if they happen to be coming here to California to play. The best gift I ever got my parents years ago was tickets to see Elton John and Billy Joel. I think it was the second leg of their face-to-face tour in Las Vegas when I lived there. And my sister and I went in halves on it because they were expensive tickets. But they were good, and they had no idea. They were shocked. And I still to this day remember the look on my mom's face. Again, nothing that she asked for, but a concert experience she will never forget, especially now with my dad being gone. She remembers that time with him at that show.
Yeah, isn't it funny how places and things – they key things like that. I like going to Red Lobster right now because my wife's mother's husband, who passed away, Wayne, recently, we had some really good experiences going to the Red Lobster.
Uh-huh.
And now when I go there, I just always think of Wayne.
Okay.
It's just how those things tie. So a gift or a place you go to, it can tie it to a person or an experience, I think.
Well, you didn't know this, but this segues perfectly into what I was thinking we could talk about since we are talking about the holidays. Your favorite all-time holiday memory. Something that happened in the month of December ramping up for Christmas. Maybe it was a Christmas Day memory. While you're thinking about yours, I will share with you mine. And I can't tell you if it was one experience because it's something we always did as a family growing up in rural Illinois. We were lucky enough to live close enough to a Metra train station stop in Crystal Lake, well outside the suburb area of Chicago, but still a train line that would service the Chicagoland area. It was the Red Line. So we could hop on that train. It would take us an hour or so to get from Crystal Lake to downtown Chicago. And every year for Christmas, as a family, we would all take that Red Line from Crystal Lake to Chicago, then walk from the Metra train station downtown to State Street. And Marshall Fields was there, and there were two other department stores that would have the windows decorated with all these animatronics, kind of like what you saw in Christmas Story, the very beginning of that movie, and you see everything in the window, but each window told a little different story.
F.A.O. Schwartz.
Exactly, that sort of thing. So there was one store that did the Mouse Family story every year. You go to each panel, and you'd read the story, and you'd see the mice doing things. Another store would do a story of the Nutcracker, so we would do that. Then we would go see the Christmas tree downtown. Then we would go ice skating. And then we would have dinner somewhere and then take the train back. We did that every year. So to the point that I can't recall a single memory of having gone, but I remember bits and pieces. Like I remember there was a Wendy's there that you go down in the basement. I mean, as innocuous as that is, but for a kid, for me, it was cool because there was no Wendy's by us where we lived. That was my one time once a year to actually get a large Frosty, large fry, and I usually get a triple.
But that's the stuff that sticks.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that matters.
Yet to this day, I remember walking down the stairs and was all wood. I mean, it didn't look like it should be a Wendy's, but it was. and was a three-story down into the basement type Wendy's too. So it was a main floor and then two levels down into the basement area. And we always ate in the bottom basement area, the same little little cubicle area. So I remember that. And again, with my dad no longer with us, having the memories of kind of holding his hand, walking down Main Street, and my sister and I taking turns, always arguing over who gets to read first, but reading the panels at the windows and who gets to push the elevator button when we took the elevator. Because I think it was Carson Peary Scott in Chicago had the Christmas tree, and it was an indoor Christmas tree that started at about the third floor and then took up the sixth floor. And there was a restaurant at the bottom, which we never ate at, but we would take the escalator all the way up to the top where you can get pictures with it. And I still, again, to this day, will always remember doing that.
I have one. I have a couple, actually.
Great.
The first one is as a young kid. When I was in first grade, our entire – I lived in upstate New York. Our entire class went to – it wasn't Macy's, but it was a big department store where it was not FAO Schwartzy, but wow. It was more than I'd ever seen before, with windows – that were amazing, and we got to see Santa, and OMG, that was a big deal in first grade. We were bussed in, and it was just, because we'd seen the movie. There was only one then, the Miracle on
34th Street.
Yeah. And it was very much like that. Now, the second one, much older kid. What a nerd I am. My favorite memory, I was an altar boy for a long, long time growing up. I was okay. Cradle Catholic forever. And if you were an altar boy, the coolest thing you could do as an altar boy, if you were a good altar boy, you would serve on the altar for midnight mass. And you had to be picked to do that.
Okay.
I did that many, many times. And that became a big deal to me. And I'm just realizing how big a deal right now, because my father was the deacon at that church. And dad was a part of that as well.
Oh, wow.
And dad actually helped the priests out in terms of emceeing and kind of, here's what we'll do. We'll move the guys here, and they'll come up together. And he was very good at pomp and circumstances. And he made it really, really special. And I got to do that so many times. And we had this whole routine where mom didn't have to cook dinner that night. We were too darn busy. We were heading off to church.
Yeah.
And so we'd have pizza. And we'd have the pizzas, and it was in the same place each time. And it was awesome. And then we'd go and we'd serve mass. And it was just amazing. We'd come home as a sixth grader at 1:30 in the morning, falling apart, but
yeah,
we nailed it. And that was a big deal for me. That was a really, really, really big deal for me.
How cool. And maybe something you have not thought about in years.
No. Well, I haven't, because I don't go to the Catholic Church anymore. So none of – well, I've got all girls anyway, although they have altar girls now.
Yes, right? They do, yeah.
But so maybe they would have been, but yeah, no, I haven't thought about that in a minute. And I just remembered why I answered your question the way I did earlier. My father only won a really big prize once, and it was at the church big fiesta that we had every year at St. Philip's in Fullerton. And Dad won the big, giant grand prize trip giveaway thing.
Oh, and it was a trip. I was going to say, it wasn't the Fragile Leg, was it?
No. Oh, man. That wouldn't have lasted. Mom would have had that out. And it was the whole family, and there were seven of us, went to Mission Bay in San Diego for a week.
Oh, wow.
And here's the funny thing. That wasn't what was being given away. They got cash. He was given cash. It was a big cash prize.
Okay.
Dad gave half of it back to the church.
Uh-huh.
And then bought the vacation with the other half with us in mind.
Jeez.
That's how my dad rolled.
Okay.
And so now I know how and why I make the decisions I do. I had a good mentor.
Well, some fond memories.
Very good memories. Very good memories. I haven't thought about Midnight Mass in a minute.
Yeah, I've not been to Midnight Mass in a minute.
It's all right, because Mike, it's still at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm good at 9 a.m. the next day. But those are my – and, just in a general sense, it's been great gifts for the kids as they grow up, all that thing. I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but the parental side of being able to give gifts to your kids, it's just so exciting, and you get to live vicariously through them and see all that excitement.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
It's about all I got.
All right. Well, that was, again, a little trip down memory lane for both of us, and kind of thinking about – I like the idea of hijacking, because there are times that you surprised me with what you've got, and obviously I surprised you with that little memory that you haven't thought of in some time.
Yeah, man. That's all good. It's all good. Oh, darn it. It's on me next time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I better get started.